Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Bill Sparkman, the coach, and I'd like to welcome you to today's Business Building Podcast. Thanks for joining. I know that you had many choices, and you chose to be on this call, so I hope that you will make that a good choice by finding a way to generate an idea or two here that can help grow your business. I also want to just take a minute to thank our sponsor today, Security National Mortgage. It's their continuing support that I appreciate, and they do make a strong statement by supporting our business building series about your business. They know that if they can help you do and your business do well, it's good for all of us. So I want to talk to you today about my latest tips and tools and tricks for utilizing different types of automated marketing strategies. And really the ones that I believe can help upgrade your results you're getting currently, or even the velocity of the results. And it's really all focused on a concept we all know about, and it's called more leads now. I know I'd rather have that saying changed to better leads now, but with the market the way it is today, we've got to go through more suspects just to find that right prospect every day. So hopefully with this particular call, we'll see if we can't put some robotic marketing in place that can help jump those numbers up. So here's my objective. We've got a short time together, so I want to give you some tangible and really easy to apply ideas with the theme of automated marketing for you to consider. I'm not going to download all these ideas and in hopes that you're going to go get all these things going. I want you to listen for the one nugget that you'll actually be able to utilize in your business. I think that's what will help make this call an investment well spent, is if you can find a nugget that you will actually move from an idea into implementation. Now we're talking. So listen for that nugget that's going to be special for you. I'm going to focus on three specific areas of automated or robotic marketing. I'm going to talk about internet marketing. I'm going to give you an e-marketing idea that really could produce immediate results. I'm going to talk about website or online marketing, and I'm going to talk a little bit about mobile marketing. All three of those are very distinct. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight on what they are, how we're using them, and why we're using them, and I think that's part of the key, and most important, that we're using, these are strategies that we're using today. These aren't recycled from 3 years ago or 2 years ago or even 2 months ago. I'm upgrading and changing these strategies almost on a weekly basis due to all those that I'm currently coaching that are engaged in these marketing strategies. We're using all of that to stay really relevant with what's going on. So if you're not driving in your car, keep a pen handy. I may say something smart. You may want to write it down, or maybe it's just that nugget that you want to write down so you can remember what it is that you're going to do to move forward. Now, here's a bit of a disclaimer up front, and that is automated marketing is just one type of marketing. It's not the end of the world, okay? As I'm coaching people that are really looking at upgrading their particular marketing, automated marketing strategies are one thing that we talk about, but it will never replace, and I don't want it to replace, relationship-based marketing. It's the old cup of coffee marketing, you know, it's the kissing babies and shaking hands and seeing more people and getting excited about what you do every day. So automation will never replace that. So this is an add-on. I think it does require a balance between high-tech and high-touch marketing. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about the high-tech marketing. Now, don't worry if you're not real techie. I already told you it's going to be easy to apply. The price is right, and I think that's a big thing as well for all of us. I just don't believe that you have to spend a lot of money to make money in our industry today. I think that we're bombarded every day through emails and every other medium with a new system. you know, the new hot lead generation program. And most of them for me are either too complicated or they cost too much money and I'm too cheap. So I'm going to talk about also these strategies that are not only easy to apply, that will generate increased results, but they're all, you know, and the price is right. So let's start with mobile marketing with our automated strategy discussion this morning. I want to talk about some mobile marketing strategies that you will be able to utilize either with your listings, with a for sale by owner. The concept is use mobile marketing to turn both of those into a buyer lead machine. Now, if you don't have any listings, or you don't work with for sale by owners, as you listen, you'll pick up several other ideas that you will be able to utilize. Here's what I've discovered, that north of 85% of all home searches today begin on the internet. That's not a big aha. We know that. Where I'm seeing a huge gap is between the home search on the internet and the realtor writing a contract for sale. And where I see that gap the widest is in people driving neighborhoods. I didn't say that very well. I think the home search starts on the internet. I think people gather information. They do all that they have to do. And then they drive neighborhoods. That's where we're utilizing our what I call point of interest marketing, mobile marketing. But it's right at the point of interest as they're driving neighborhoods. I think that's where we have the opportunity to really capture the attention as well as the lead. So that's the gap that I want to see if we can't narrow today. Now, with those that are driving neighborhoods, here's what I've discovered the prospects or the home searching is what they're requiring as they're driving neighborhoods, and that is they want instant information, number one, and they want interactive tools. It's more than a property flyer. I'm not much of a property flyer box guy. You know, I think the purpose of mobile marketing, the purpose of all of the automated strategies from today's call is to create a conversation where I think that often a property flyer, it gives them too much information. I don't want to just be out there to simply give information with all of these marketing ideas. I want to do everything we can to create a conversation. Maybe that's the key. In any of the marketing that you're engaged with today, that could be a place for you to begin to look. Are you creating contacts or information, or are you really creating conversations? And I think that's where we're going to focus. I need to create more of those conversations utilizing these tools in an instant information and interactive format. You see, the prospect driving neighborhoods, they want information now. They want it easy. They don't want to make it difficult for them, and we'll see what we can do to help fill that need. All right, mobile marketing strategies, and I've got about three or four I want you to consider. These aren't new, but we've got new ways that we're using them. Let's put it that way. So the very first strategy is the individual property website. This isn't new, but we're really getting good at how we're utilizing the individual property website, either for sale by owner or for a listing. It's one of the ways that we're creating maximum SEO for your listings. Search engine optimization is just one of those jargon words, but when I use that with listings or FSBO, I'm talking about top of the page on Google, first page, top of the page, and one of the ways we can get there the quickest is utilizing the individual property website. The seller says, are you going to put my listing on your website? I always tell them, no, I'm going to create a standalone listing just for your property. That's a little different. So these are standalone websites with their own URL, and the URL is simply the property address, 123maple.com. And it can be utilized either on a smartphone, on a computer, but it fills the gap here for the mobile marketing conversation. Now, let's talk about ease of service. It has MLS integration, so it's simple to use. All I have to do is upload the MLS number, and pretty much after that, it's all taken care of with the vendor. It includes the virtual tours. It includes the panoramic tours and views of the area. It's automatically uploaded to YouTube. I've got automatic property flyers that are done. I've got text to voice listing introductions. All I have to do is text in what I want it to say verbally when somebody visits that website. That's done. It has a hit report. I can tell exactly where views are coming from. Built-in lead capture. I mean, all of that makes it, oh, by the way, the price is almost irrelevant. It's $10 a year per listing. So the price is right. It's low maintenance. And if it became too much maintenance, I use a virtual assistant to actually put our listings on the individual property websites. And the virtual assistant I use can do like 10 of these in an hour. And their fee is $7.50 an hour. His name's Bob. At least I call him Bob. I don't really know what his name is, but anyway. So we got the maintenance factor. We got the prices right. There's a number of vendors, by the way. I use ePropertySites or HomeFinder.com. Why? Easy. Never had a problem. And the price is right again, $10 a listing. So now where this really comes into play is it also makes a great listing presentation demo. Keep in mind that whether it's a for sale by owner or a prospective listing, they're talking to three or four other realtors. We know that. So I think it's one of the things that we can demonstrate and show a demo property website at the actual presentation. Okay, enough of that. ePropertySites.com, HomeFinder.com, just a couple vendors of choice for you to look at. Well, let's take the second tool for mobile marketing, and that's our 24/7 talking audio tours, or what we call talking ads. Not a new concept. Oh, for probably 15 years, I've been trying to figure out how to get the best results utilizing call capture technology. And not with very much. I mean, I never could really say, boy, we've perfected it. But all of a sudden now, in probably the last 8 or 10 months, we're getting pretty close. We've really raised the response that we're getting dramatically by adding just a couple of tools to it. First of all, one of the reasons I use it is 68% of buyers choose to use the first agent they talk to. It gives us the opportunity to get in a conversation at the point of interest. Remember, right as they're driving in neighborhoods. So, it's the 24/7 recorded message, toll-free number on a rider on the for sale sign. If I've offered it to a for sale by owner to use, they can use it however they want to. The keys to making this work, though, are this. First of all, the message has to be short. Second of all, it has to have a call to action. Remember, I don't need to go on and on. Well, this is a beautiful three-bedroom house. You're going to love the backyard and the front yard. You're really going to love the color. All that, remember, they're right in front of the house. They're looking at it. I don't have to tell them it has a big porch. Anyway, so sometimes it's the less, the better, but it has to create curiosity. Because remember, I want to get into a conversation rather than just give information. So the curiosity factor could be, let's see, it could be own this home and or for information on how to own this home with a payment under $700 a month or $900, whatever it is. Be sure to leave your contact information. They have to have something, even though I already have their phone number. It has to have something that creates that curiosity. Now, here's a couple of tiebreakers. I used to call people back as soon as I got notified that somebody called in a listing. Well, I'd be right on the phone, and people don't want to be called back, I found, even though they just called. They many times didn't even remember they called me 2 minutes ago. So rather than that, we use an auto text feature. In other words, somebody calls on your rider. It says free 24/7 recorded message or audio tour, audio brochure, whatever you might want it to say. And as soon as they hang up, rather than calling them, they get an auto text sent to them immediately. And the text can say really anything that you want it to say. We use pictures as a sort of our curiosity factor. The text just says, thank you for taking a look at 214 Maple. If you'd like to see pictures of the inside of the home, I'd be happy to send them off to you. Just text me back your email address and I'll shoot them over to you. It made it less obtrusive, intrusive. We didn't say, hey, let's rush out and I'll be happy to show you the home. Pictures, it seemed, was much easier. Now, to get the pictures, I need their email address. So now I have their phone number and their email address. It's opt-in, and I have some possibility for continuing follow-up marketing. Now, with the vendor that I use, they also get a text in 24 hours. They also get a text in 48 hours. So they get three texts back automatically. You don't have to send it, and I think that's the key. Often somebody will call on your listing. You're with a client. You are showing property. You don't have that ability to call them right back, so it sort of takes that edge off. If somebody does call, automatically they get a text. And then the second day text can be whatever you want it to say as well as the third day. So I want you to kind of, by the way, there's two really, really good vendors, and I've probably spent enough money with every one of them that are out there, but Hotline America I like. Why? Price, affordable, it's almost negligible, and it's got the feature of the auto text. The other one I like is Buyer Acquire, just Buyer and then ACQUIRE, buyeracquire.com. That one, let's see, I like that one as well. It's also got the MLS integration so that it can automatically be set up. So take a look at that, maybe revisit it. And I think we're going to be able to show you in a minute how you can use that talking ad in even other parts of your business to generate inbound leads and conversations. Third piece of mobile marketing. It's our QR codes. I know it's not for everybody. I've just about thrown the idea out the window, except we're figuring out some ways to actually make it work. Doesn't work for everybody. Let's see. I try to imagine who would be driving through the area. Think about this now. Let's say you have a listing that is at 750,000. So now I'm going to think about what kind of mobile marketing to use. And the place I start is I kind of figure, so who's driving through that area? Who's the target? And then I sort of back marketing in that way. In other words, I might not use a QR code only because maybe the people driving through that area, maybe they don't know what QR codes are. Of course, they might have somebody in the backseat, a kid that does, and they'll scan it anyway. But I want you to get the idea. I'm not using all of this marketing on one particular listing. I'm going to kind of figure out, well, is this a listing where the property website might work? Well, yeah, it's a builder, and he's got seven listings, and maybe in that it might work. Is it going to be for a talking ad? The QR code, again, isn't for everybody. I like one QR code, oneqrcode.com, for one reason. It has every one of my listings on one code. So picture this. Somebody's in front of your listing, and they got there either through whatever, your IDX or what have you. They got to your listing. They actually even scanned the QR code, and two things happened. Number one, this was a big upgrade. Our response on their phone after they scanned the QR code is a video of what? The listing agent. Pretty interesting. We make a human connection, number one. They just scanned your QR code, and what they get on their phone is, hi, this is Bill Sparkman. I'm with Home Buyers Realty, and I'm really glad that you took an opportunity to take a look here at 123 Maple. And I think you're going to love the floor-to-ceiling fireplace and the granite in the kitchen's amazing. If you would like, I'd be happy to shoot you some pictures on the inside. We still use the picture, but the reason I'm trying to make that human connection, that's number one, but also gives me the opportunity to say, and by the way, if this doesn't seem like it might be the property for you, just scroll down on your phone and you will be able to see all of the other listings I have in the area. That's a killer. You see, I don't want them to just look at my one listing and go, oh, I don't like it, forget that, and drive off and go to your listing next. I have their attention. I have the opportunity to just use a little video on the QR code. Simple, easy, and free. What's better than that? Simple, and it's really easy, and it's free. So I've got their attention now. So just with that one code, I can have every one of my listings and the video. It also gives you an opportunity for a call to action. By the way, I wanted to let you know that this home does qualify for special government financing. For more information on that, press 0. That's an auto transfer to my loan officer, by the way. And what's special government financing? Sounds official. Well, that's just FHA, if that happens to fit. But you see, remember, curiosity, number one, and a conversation, number two. You might even, if it's in the right price range, remember, price range is everything. So if it's in the right price range, I might say, by the way, this, if you'd like information on how you can own this home for a payment under $800 a month, either leave your information for contact or just press 0. So we're trying to, again, utilize that. 90% or more of all the text that we're using, by the way, are read, and with every QR code, we get a free SMS text code. So they can either scan the QR code, but maybe you don't even want to use a QR code. But you can go ahead and get one and just utilize the text marketing. Now, here would be an example. You have a listing in a first-time home buyer price range, whatever that might be, $200,000 or less or something like that. I now know that the type of person that's going to be driving that neighborhood, average first-time home buyers, 28 to 32, they don't use telephones for talking to people. They don't even know you could call anybody probably on a phone. All they do is text. So I have to use text marketing. The reason why, because that's how they speak. They want instant information, and they want it to be interactive. So now I can use the text feature and just say, or text whatever for pricing and more information, or scan here for pricing and more information. So I think you just have to look at the QR code a little bit more, but remember it has to be very – we're using it for a lot of other things, by the way. We're using it that's another topic. But the QR code is something that I'm not done with yet. We've continued to upgrade our approach on how to use it, and everything that I just said was very low tech. How do you make a video on a QR code? Really simple. You just go take down your YouTube channel, make a little 3-second, 3-minute, whatever video, and you can upload that right onto it. It's a cut and paste right on your QR code. Very, very simple. I had a realtor that said, well, I'm just going to put the flyer of the property on the QR code. I said, no, you missed the point. Now you've given them all this information about the property. We want to give them just enough to keep the curiosity factor high and create a conversation. The last, and I don't mean the last, but in the spirit of time, one more mobile marketing tool that we're using, probably getting more response and leads than anything else, are our payment yard signs. Now, payment yard signs are what I call emotional response marketing. The payment of a home is much more emotional than the price of a home. It's like payment is more important than even interest rate. People don't understand what a interest rate really translates to as far as a payment. Or the price of a home, they look and see $200,000, oh my goodness, we'll never get a house. Rather than our signs just say, own this home for $714 per month, APR, call capture number, and the compliance on the sign. And by the way, if you're going to even consider this particular strategy, be sure to email me, bill@billsparkmanthecoach.com, and I'll send you a picture of the sign we use so you can kind of get an idea of it. It's a great tool. It's a zero resistance tool for every for sale by owner. They all want this sign. Why? Because it generates more interest than the sign they got, by the way, so to begin with. We utilize call capture on the sign, same vendor. It just says 800 number, an extension, whatever, for more information about that payment. And again, it's very compliant. I think that's another part of it. So you could have a for sale sign and a payment sign side by side, and the payment sign will generate an incredible amount, a higher amount of inbound calls. And that's what we're looking for. We created interest. We created emotion. Again, a flyer box in front of the house, I don't think I've got that opportunity. I guess if you were going to use a flyer, highlight and promote the payment and get that from your Security National Mortgage loan office. Get the payment. It's the first thing we promote, and it's a big part of our listing presentation, telling the sellers how we're going to, and again, based on price. Remember, $750 listing price, I don't think payment's a very big deal. I'm not going to put a payment sign out there. People that are driving in that neighborhood are not, they're not really that interested in what the payment is. So again, it's got to be very specific. We've got builders using our payment signs, and again, it creates the emotional response to get you and I in a conversation, and I think that's it. We base all of our payments on FHA, 3.5% down, only so that all of our signs are the same. In other words, they all have the same compliance at the bottom. We just change the payment and the APR. So again, I don't know if there's anything that I just said. It's the individual website. Well, but you see the call capture sort of ties into the payment yard sign. The yard sign doesn't even have to be an actual sign. It could be a rider or anything else you want to use. Okay, enough of mobile marketing. The point of interest. Now let's take a step and take a look at internet marketing. A little different. Internet marketing is still going to focus on the exact same thing of generating an inbound call, a response, and a conversation. That's why we're doing internet marketing. We're just using a different type of automation. That's all. We're looking at the automation of the other four, and now we're going to add on internet. All right, I've got three internet marketing strategies that are working today. The first one is free internet ad sites. Now, I've been using internet ads for a long time. That's not a new. That's not another aha. I've used Craigslist. I've used Backpage. But here's what I've discovered lately. It's not as much about the internet ad site that you use as it is about the content of what it is that you write. I'm going to give you an example of that in a minute. But I also discovered there's 35 or 36 free internet ad sites. I mean, come on. That's almost a no-brainer. If I could run a free ad on three or four internet sites a week, I mean, come on, I'll do it. It's just another pull in the water for me. Now, if you go to agentceo.com, and it's just agent and then CEO.com, you will find 35 or 36, and Craigslist is just one of them. Craigslist, Backpage, eBay Classified. I mean, there's websites there that we can advertise on that I've never even heard of. But, hey, you know what? Let's pick some out and throw on an ad or two a week and just see. I'm not going to put an ad on 36 websites, but I might use two or three this week and see what happens. Now, if you do go to agentceo.com, by the way, on the right-hand side, where you find this is it's under previous posts, and it'll say free classified ad websites. Take a look there. Now, here's the ads that are really creating the biggest response. The first one is under homes for sale. We place this ad under homes for sale. It's no longer than two lines, and it starts with a heading that just says steal this home. There's still something with people, with all the advertising on from the media about the foreclosure problems and short sale problems and all the homes that are, you know, whatever. People are still looking to steal a home. That's still one of those. I can get a lot of response just from that particular heading. Now, what do you say after that? Well, steal a home, three-bedroom, two-bath, Williamson County, with a payment under $600 a month. Call our 24-hour real estate hotline for more information. And what's your real estate hotline? That's back to one of your talking ads again. See, now you're utilizing that same vendor for your talking ads. You're doing on your payment yard sign. We use that same vendor for our internet ads. So it just says call our real estate 24/7 hotline for more information. Now, where do you get a home where you can steal this home? If your company and you are registered with HUD, you can go right to the HUDHomestore.com and probably find a property there that may qualify. I'm not looking to sell, let's see how to say this. I'm not looking to just sit around here and sell HUD foreclosures. Do you get it? I want more conversations. I want people to call and say, steal this home. Where's that at? How's that work? I need to get engaged, and I'm just utilizing a headline that seems to work today more than anything else. Our second headline we're using is under a different, it's posted in a different area of the classified ad internet site. we post it under homes for rent rather than homes for sale. Think about it. If somebody's reading an internet ad under homes for rent, they're probably, I have the right eyes reading my ad, let's put it that way. They're probably moving. I don't know if they want to buy a house. I got no idea. I don't even know if they'd ever even qualify. But the key is they're going to go plunk down first and last month's rent. I would assume they're going to do that. So our ad there just says, why rent? Call our 24/7 real estate hotline for a list of homes available for $100 down in your area. Now, they're going to put down first and last. They're going to go rent anyway. It seems to be the curiosity factor alone. So once again, where do you get the $100 down homes? The HUD Home Store. If you're not registered with HUD or your company isn't, then we're going to come up with another ad. Does that make sense? I just want to get into conversations with people. Once they find out where these homes are and they don't come with a bathroom or a bathtub or a toilet, they might want another house. Does that make sense? I got them for 3.5% down. I got them for zero down. I got them for, anyway, you get the concept. 62% of all agents, according to the National Association of Realtors, earning over $100,000 use internet advertising. Good enough for me. I'm going to utilize that. So once again, agentceo.com, take a look. You'll have the ability to, if nothing else, pick up a couple of those websites and run a couple ads next week, this week, maybe on a Monday or a Thursday, and see what see where you go from there. Second, internet marketing tool is what I – now I'm gonna fluff this out a little because as soon as I say this, some of you are going to go, okay, go to the next one. It's your personal blog. Now, for me, there's a couple of reasons. Remember I said why we're using it. I'll tell you that and what we're getting. But a personal blog for me is almost – it's another one of those. It's free. This is your business. You should have something to say a couple of times a week about why it's great. And anyway, and it's almost as good as a website. Think about this. It really is. They're free to create. I love creating. I blog every day. I've used, of course, I outsource mine, but hey, now you know there's the behind the curtain idea. But the key is they're free to create. You go to blogger.com, which is offered by Google, or WordPress, and you have a blog within 5 minutes. You can choose your own display name. You can call it whatever you want to call it. Blogger.com, in fact, both of them have great customized templates. With Blogger, they've got a little how-to, little tour, and it literally was 4 minutes, something like that, to actually have your blog created. You can add photos. Now, blogging, there has to be another reason for that. Remember, that sounds like that's just information, right? You're just sitting there putting in information a couple times a week. Well, the other reason that I would suggest it is, according to Google, it's the number two way, fastest way, to increase your rankings with them. So if somebody, and I get that question a lot, how can I increase my rankings on the search engine with Google? Pretty simple. You got a blog. They say it's the second fastest way. So I would say set up a blog and get in there and have something to say every couple days. The more the better. If you're not going to do this, go to somebody else's blog and engage, make a comment. The more you're engaged with blogging, I just suggest, the better it's going to be for your overall rankings. And given that 86% of consumers today are going to Google your name before they choose you or your service, I'm going to do everything I can to increase that positioning with Google just for that reason alone. Other than that, it's a good thing to keep yourself engaged in the business. The third piece of this is your CRM and database marketing. That's not let's see. I know that you send out newsletters and you do e-marketing and that, but remember that your e-marketing has to have a high purpose. Number one, it has to have high response and create conversations. Otherwise, however often you use e-marketing to your referral sources, to your closed clients, it will just be, and I've heard this in the past, well, it just keeps you top of mind, keeps your name in front of them. Well, that's okay. I'm good with that. but I need a conversation. We do e-marketing today because it has the word marketing in it. It's not just, oh, I send something to my closed database and referral sources once a month and it's a newsletter. Well, that's nice, but how do we turn that into leads? So we're adding a couple of things to our e-marketing. We're adding, number one, what I call the hot property of the month. So whenever you send out an email to anybody, whether it's through a monthly or a weekly update email, always add either a featured property of the month, or I like the one we're using, it just says hot property of the month. Actually, last week, one of the agents I'm coaching, she had her hot property of the month, and underneath it said steal this home. Had a picture of the house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and an amazing price. She picked it up off of HUD Home Stores because her and her company were registered. So it made an incredible amount of impact. See, rather than rates are really good, you should get a house. No. Remember, a lot of the people that you e-market to, they just bought a house, or they don't need a house, but they know someone that might, and that's the key. We just have to sort of prime the pump rather than just lending out information on interest rates and the rest of it, actually show a property. Now, my loan officer, I gave him one of my listings so that he could include it in his e-marketing, follow this, with a link to the realtor's website. So the property came from the realtor. It doesn't have to be a HUD home. It could be one of your featured listings that maybe you want to play on the payment. But anyway, so now I've got my lender partner, Security National. He's using my listing and the hot property of the month going out to his database with a link to to the realtor partner's database. Well, the realtor does the exact same thing. Now we've shown the realtor how to utilize the hot property of the month strategy, send that out in their e-marketing with a link to the loan officer's website. So consider that. It really is creating, and again, it's what you highlight, and maybe it's like that. It's like the internet ad. It's not where you put it. It's what's the message, and I think that's the key. It's not just throwing a property on there. It's, can I make it interesting enough that people will want more information? And again, go for the emotion. See, they may not really need a house with a payment of $700 a month, but maybe their kid does. So dream that one up a little. Now, if you want to take your e-marketing and put it on steroids, this one's sort of 1 foot out of the box, but I think you'll, for somebody on the call today, I know there's enough of you, somebody will do this, but if you want to put your e-marketing on steroids, add video to it. Now, adding video, think about this now. You just sent an email to your database of however many, 300, 800, 200, and attached to your email was a video of what? Well, obviously you. See, we're going back to the human connection. Somebody gets your, and remember, your e-marketing should be going to people that know you. I hope that it's an opt-in database and it's not just sending it out. So they probably know you. So it's nice to make that human connection. Now, this sounds like it's way over my head. I got to tell you, first of all, it's free. Second of all, it's as easy as click, record, and send. I got to tell you, it's really easy. The vendor that I use is just called MailView, MailVU.com. Take a look at it. It'll blow you away. When you see, and what that does to your e-marketing is it really dramatically changes it just from top of mind to really making a connection with those in your database, number one, a human connection. Number two, it gives you the ability to say, hi, everybody. It's been a while since we talked. The market's incredible. In fact, see, it gives you that opportunity to give, again, a call to action of some sort. Now, with the vendor mail view, it also tracks view counts. It'll tell you how many people actually viewed your video. It's mobile phone friendly, so it can go right to a smartphone. And it's got a link to post the video right on your social media sites if you use those. So once again, it falls under the heading of the things we like. It's free, it's easy, and it works. So whether you're just going to take a look at the hot property of the month concept with your existing database marketing, or if you really want to kick it up a notch and kick your shoes off and go, all right, I'm doing this, somebody will do it, I'm sure, on this call, and you'll find that it will dramatically increase not only your position with your client database, but I think it also creates the thing we're looking for, interest. And interest is what creates conversations. All right, enough on internet marketing. The last thing I want to throw out to you is a couple of tools on how to use now online. Well, online, it's almost like internet marketing. I'm going to say it a different way. Website marketing versus, hey, everybody, you should get a website. Well, I don't even know if you should or not, but I will say this. Website has a very distinct purpose in our business. It is created for one reason, and that's to generate leads. I'm one of those that, let's see, I'm not much on personal branding, okay? A lot of people say that their website is really about personal branding. No, it's about online marketing. I wrote an article recently, how to turn clicks into contracts. I'm not looking for more visitors to my website. Who cares? I'm looking for leads. And I think there's a distinction that, and there are some tools that you can add to your existing site if you have one. Actually, some of these tools you could even add if you had a blog, but anyway, or even your Facebook business page if you chose to. So I just want to give you a couple of ideas and some add-ons. I review 10 to 12 realtor and mortgage loan officer websites a week, and I'm doing that to give my thoughts and my comments and my ideas on how they can muscle it up and make some additions, most of them free, by the way, that could really help in generating more leads, and I think that still is the ultimate goal. So a couple of tools you can add. First of all, interesting to me, I look at your website as it's your store, right? And for however you did it, you just got somebody to walk in your store. Anytime somebody visits your website, they walked into your store. Now, most stores that I walk into, there's generally someone there that says, oh, hi, come on in. Thanks for stopping by. You know, we got those shirts over there on sale if you need anything. They have some direction. They have a call to action. They don't just stand there and not say anything. 99% of every realtor and mortgage website doesn't even have a welcome. There's no audio welcome. And that's something that's not only free to add, but it begins to create the opportunity again for a higher level of connection and the opportunity for a call to action and generating some leads. The audio welcome is probably the easiest thing. If that's all you did out of today, you just took your website and threw on an audio welcome, I think it's a beginning. I use freeconferencecall.com. You could just pick up the phone, give a welcome, hang up, click, paste, post, and it's right on your website for free. So I think, but again now, so you have an audio welcome. Now you have the opportunity again to give a call to action. Hi, this is Bill Sparkman. Thanks for visiting my website. I'm glad you stopped by. Now before you leave, be sure to, and here it goes. So you've got to create a high level of value or else I won't be able to capture their email address. And remember, it's all about opting in for me. Everything I do is to create a lead capture trap of some sort so I can begin or continue online marketing. So I've got to, but I can't just say, hey, before you leave, give me your email address and I'll start sending you stuff. Doesn't work that way. So I've got to give them some value so that they can see a reason or a benefit to leave a email address. And I think it starts with that. Now, with your search properties or your IDX that you use, that's an example. If you can capture the email address and the contact information from those that are searching properties on your website, that's one. I just think we need more than one, and I think it starts with that. I've got one for you to consider. There's a lot of realtor websites especially that say, what's my home worth? And that's a button that somebody could click, put in your email address, and we'll send you whatever you send them. But again, I found that just by changing the wording, we're getting a much higher rate of interest. And all we changed it to is, what did my neighbor sell their home for? And here's why we changed that. What's my home worth? there's an assumption that somebody wants to sell their home. People want to be bothered. Oh, my God, the realtor's going to call. But what if my neighbors sell their home for? That's just for nosy people. Everybody wants to be nosy. Everybody wants to know what their neighbors sold for. So it's just a little, it's the same thing. I'm still trying to get the email address. I'm still going to make the contact through what were all the sales in the neighborhood. But for the person on your website, it's just a little less threatening. That's all it is. What did my neighbor sell their house for? So I want you to consider that. If you have a what's my home worth button, you might consider just trying to see if you get any more action on that button. By the way, I would also say add a mortgage calculator if you don't have one. It's a free widget. And there's 2.5 million searches per month, according to Google, on mortgage calculators. So if you don't have one of those, again, that's a free widget. Add one of those. It's like weather. That's an interesting one also. Weather is the number one button other than search properties that's clicked on websites. Why? I don't know. People don't know the weather. They're looking at moving. They want to know the weather. Again, free widget. I would suggest putting the weather button right under your picture and contact information, which should be on the right side of your home page. But those are just a couple of – those aren't really lead capture machines. A lead capture machine or trap might be an educational video library where you might say to somebody, thanks for visiting my website. And before you leave, be sure to click on Homebuyer University or my educational video library, and you'll find some interesting videos there about what's going on in our community, what's going on with the market. I know that there are a lot of websites with built-in, off-the-shelf template buttons that just say buyer, sellers, and it's got articles and things in there. Sometimes you request an email address, others don't, which that's okay, but I still like the opportunity of the educational video library. Again, it's free. You could do 2 to 3 minute little videos by taking down your YouTube channel and posting them right on your website. Again, all that's free. But you see, it keeps people there a little longer. If you'd like to see the video on can you really buy a house for no money down today, just give me your email address, click and listen in or watch the video. That's you. You could even just make it an audio. If you go, I don't want to do videos on there, how about an audio library? Hot topics. You need perfect – do you know that 78% of people renting today are renting because they think you need 20% down to buy a house? How about a little audio, 3 minutes long? Can you really get a house for less than 20% down? So I think that you've got to go back to value. Put it, and that, by the way, you can create your audio library right from freeconferencecall.com. By the way, if you can do a free welcome, you can sure do little short videos. But you see, it gives people a chance to stay a little longer. The last one, for those with still 1 foot out of the box, I want you to think about this. I've changed this on about, I don't know, 2 or 3 dozen realtors' websites that I'm coaching currently. We started to, the search properties, featured listings, that's all good. But we started to divide properties up by payment. There is a column that says search homes for under $1,000 a month, search homes for under $800 a month, search homes. So we started to divide the listings up by payment. And it was an incredible difference in the response. Homes from zero down. If you're in an area, I don't know if you are, but if you're in an area that offers the USDA rural property loan for zero down, it could be a button. It could be part just homes from zero down. So I know they want to look there. I guarantee they do. I give them way too big of a benefit not to be able to ask for their email address. So I have a better chance at getting their email address so that I can continue to market by dividing their search properties by payment. Now, you can still have whatever IDX search property engine that you use. This is kind of a little sidelight. Where I live, there's a down payment assistance program available through a fund in the county. I might put a button, homes available with a down payment assistance or like that. Homes available with the special government financing. That could be anything that fits the FHA guideline. I just want you to remember the purpose: website, leads, clicks. How do I get conversations? Can I give more value? Can I do some things that I don't have to go through some webmaster that's going to charge me $300 every time I want to add something. That's the key. I'm only speaking now, assuming that you have the ability to make these easy changes. And again, all of those were free. Well, the e-marketing, that's all free. You can set up a free blog. We've got free internet sites. My QR code, the whole strategy with text marketing is free. The only things that really cost any money today would have been the individual property websites. Those are 10 bucks a listing for a year. And my payment signs are the call capture vendors. So I go back to, yeah, I think you can do pretty well in really putting some muscle behind your automated marketing, and again, you know, without spending a whole lot of money. If you don't have to spend money, it's your energy. It's your commitment. And I think that's it. That's why I said, I don't want you to do all these things. Pick one. I don't know what it is. Pick the one that's the easiest. That's probably the one you'll do. Because if you pick one that's too difficult, I found most people are 100% committed to automated marketing about 50% of the time. they pick some great idea, and they start it, and they got all this started, and nothing ever gets to fruition. That's why I say, pick the easiest one. People always say, well, what's the first thing you think I should do? The simplest thing. So that's why, in summary, if you picked up a nugget today, act swiftly. Just start something. Get engaged. Look at the website. Go to agentceo.com. Go look at Hotline America. Look at some of the things so that you can actually see. If you're going to entertain the property yard signs for your for sale by owners or your listings, email me. Hey, Bill, send me a picture of that sign. That's something I want to do. And that's just bill@billsparkmanthecoach.com again. So I know you can't do everything, but I know you can do one thing. Now, as a gift from Security National for joining our session today, I've got two things for you. If you want me to look at your website, I will review it. All you have to do is send it to me. I'll give you my thoughts, comments, and some ideas. I don't have all the answers, but I might have one answer. I might have one. And so often we're just one number away from the combination that opens the lock, and maybe it's just that one number. So if you want that, I'd be happy to do that, and I'll just send you that to offer free. I'm also offering a Spring Ahead Marketing Tune-Up. I say that's free, but again, this is on behalf of Security National Mortgage. If you're stuck, if you're stalled, or you're looking to make some adjustments in your marketing as we move to the second quarter, I'd be happy to look at your marketing or look at what you'd like to create in your marketing, and once again, give you my ideas, thoughts, and comments. Pretty simple. All you do is let me know, let the person know that invited you on the call. I'll send you a quick little questionnaire, and then I'll give you my plan for kicking it up a notch for you. With that, I will look forward to speaking to you again on our next business building session. And until then, be amazing. Be great. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for joining in.